future unfolds. Many have longed for lightweight, durable, and flexible touchscreen devices thanks to science fiction. While some seem impossible to make, the tri-folding tablets in the US sci-fi TV series Westworld look like something we could go and buy sooner or later. The 2012 film Looper likewise shows cell phones that could be folded up into half their size. Now, after 11 years of promising this foldable future, South Korean electronics company Samsung has finally delivered. With other companies rushing to roll out their own flexible phones, it seems that they've kicked off a new arms race in the smartphone industry. Back in November, Samsung announced its newest model, the Galaxy Fold. Since then, Xiaomi, Huawei, and other Chinese companies have announced similar plans for foldable phones. It looks like Samsung won't take the lead all by itself, however. The same month, Royal, a lesser-known electronics brand from China, announced that it had a model, FlexPi, ready to release. And at the 2019 Mobile World Congress, which concluded on February 28th in Spain, Huawei took the covers off its foldable Huawei Mate X for 2019. But why has it taken so many years to turn the idea into a reality? According to tech news website Android Authority, the necessary displays were difficult and expensive to produce. They wrote that in 2012, 9 out of every 10 OLED screens produced were defective. Today, that 10% rate has been improved to between 50 and 90%. It's fun to think how we could use this technology. We could make TVs that stick to walls like posters, or fold up easily to hide away in drawers. Instead of carrying heavy backpacks, all our textbooks and the whole library could fit into our pockets. It's also nice to think that we might not have to worry about dropping our devices. The Galaxy Flex, FlexPi phones, and Huawei Mate X are just the first step into that foldable future. In a keynote address, Samsung Senior Vice President of Mobile Product Marketing, Justin Denison, called the foldable screen the foundation for the smartphone of tomorrow. "It's a blank canvas for us to do something beautiful together," he said. However, if you recall the 2002 movie Minority Report, this foldable future might not be so bright. 17 years ago, it introduced many people to the concept of flexible screens. What was their biggest use? Inescapable advertisements on every surface that followed the characters wherever they went.